Simon Kuf Nun Aleph, Yud Aleph, page 65. So we're talking about the Kedusha of a shul or a base medrash. Bear that in mind. So look what the Machaber says in Yud Aleph. It's next bottom line in the Machaber. In Bishas Binyan Beis HaKnesses. If at the time when they built the shul, the Mishnah Berurah says that they can't do what we're going to talk about after they build the shul. But before they build the shul, if im b'shas binyan beis haknesses hisnu alav leishtamash bo, they made a tnai, they made a stipulation, they made a condition. The builders of the shul made a condition. We learned before you can't do a lot of things in a shul. You can't eat, you can't drink, you can't sleep, you can't a lot of things because of the kedusha of the shul or the base medrash. So if they made a tnai, if they made a stipulation, if they made a condition when they built it, that they could use it for multi-usages. So the Machaber says that you would be allowed to use it for various usages after it is not used as a shul anymore, when it's in its korban state. The Machaber holds that the Mishnah Berurah says, but while it's being used as a shul, while it's being used as a shul, the stipulation doesn't work. It's only afterwards, because we learned before, last time we were together, that the kedusha of the shul stays even if it's in disrepair, even if it's not being used. So Machaber says that the tnai helps for if it's not being used anymore. As I said before, but when it's being used, it doesn't work. The tznai doesn't work. V'afil b'churbano, and the Machaber says, and even when it's not being used as shul anymore or a base medrash, the tznai only works to a limited extent. L'tashmesh b'guna kagon, if it's something disgusting or something unbefitting, kagon zriya, like you want to plant in the shul, you know, or even above the shul, like, you know, it's a big thing now, I don't know, that they put, because of greenhouse emissions, they put grass, they put sod on the roofs, and that way it gives off oxygen and takes up the carbon dioxide and all, right? So, if they want to plant in the shul, v'cheshbonos shel rabim, lo mahani, or, you know, people want to sit there and figure out things, it wouldn't work. It's not nice, the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay. And when do we say a stipulation works? That's only in a shul or yeshiva. Outside Eretz Yisrael. But a shul in Israel, no stipulation helps. The Mishnah Berurah explains that because the kedusha of a shul or a yeshiva in Chutz La'aretz, its kedusha isn't forever. Why? You probably know why. Because when Mashiach comes, b'mehera b'yamein, the Chofetz Chaim says, their kedusha will be taken away. We'll all go to Eretz Yisrael, so whatever will happen, whatever it means. But a place in Eretz Yisrael, a shul in Eretz Yisrael, tonight doesn't work. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that even in Eretz Yisrael, a tznai works for things, for other usages that are not kalos rosh, that are not frivolous. A tznai works to a limited extent. Okay, so that's what, as you probably assumed, I said that's what the Machaber holds. The Ber Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim, and the Ber Halacha brings down a number of Rishonim, Rashi and the Ran and others that disagree and say a tznai works, a stipulation, a condition works even while the shul is being used. Tonight works even, and so the Chofetz Chaim says that b'shas al chak, you really need it, you can rely upon those opinions, even when the shul is in use, Rashi and Or Zeruah, that even while it's being used, tonight would work. Of course, the Chofetz Chaim says, that only applies to regular things. Obviously, even according to those Rishonim who are lenient, you cannot use a shul, even if you made a tznai, for things that are kalos rosh. You can't have bingo games in a shul or things like that. Okay, ready? Okay, that was interesting. Want to hear something even more interesting?
Lay it on me.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
I got a question, but I'm ready.
So you want to ask the question, or should I tell you?
Well, are you talking about, like, this building?
Correct.
It's half midrash, and it's half whatever.
Right.
So you can't eat, drink,
here.
Or sleep
in
this
here.
Room.
Right. So when I speak, you're right, it's a problem about the sleeping part. Yeah, you're right. We discussed that before, but we're not going to get back into that. I didn't put together, I didn't think about this, but I saw a couple days ago that the Piskei Tshuvos brings down from the Shaitas and Tshuvos Kinyan Torah. That because of this issue about the Kedusha of a shul or a Beis Medrash or whatever you want to call it, so certain people, and you probably heard of this, don't call a place where people daven or learn a Beis Knesses or Beis Knesses. You probably heard about this. In Europe, or not Europe, in Borough Park or wherever, they call a shtibel. Or they call it, like with the Vilna Gaon or other Chassidish Rebbe, they call it klois. They won't call it the whatever. They'll call it the Anshe Emes klois. They won't call it Knesset Anshemis. Because, and now again, he brings down some people disagree with this, that it doesn't help anyways, no matter what you call it, but it's an interesting chap. In other words, so, okay, it's not a Beis Knesset, no, it's just it's a shtibel, right, which means a room, right? It's a kloiz, it's a corner. Huh?
A gavel?
Yeah, it's, you know, like, so that's where that whole deal came from. You know, I always thought shtiebel means because, you know, it's like a little room, it's a shtiebel. But according to this, that's not why they came up with this. They came up with calling a shtiebel or a klois, so that way they circumvent the whole problem of whether the Beis Knesses, Beis Medrash. It's not Beis Knesses, not Beis Medrash, it's a room, it's a shtiebel. You know, it's a little room. It's a, and you know, it happens we dive in here, and we this here, and we that there, and you know, and we drink a l'chaim there, right? So no problem. It's not a Beis Knesses. It's not a Beis Medrash. It's a klois. It's a shtiebel. It's a this. It's that. Right? A cute chap. I never thought of that. So you have to realize that you see this all the time. I mention it sometimes on a shir on Shavuos, talking about eating milchoks. We don't realize that every little thing that Klal Yisrael does, like what we call minhagim, or even less than that, there's a lumdus to it. There's nothing that's just, you know, random or for no reason. This is like where it comes up. You know, like, yeah, it's a shtiebel, you know, so you think, it's a Yiddish word, so that's, you know, like, it's a small room, so they call it shtiebel. No, there's a lumdus behind it.
I was going to ask the world, because you read about all these stories in Europe, that a lot of the traveling, like Kidim, and a lot of the poorer travelers, they go to a Beis Midrash and have a place to sleep, because nobody would take them in,
Right, that's what they used to do. Well, see, I always think about, you know, there's a whole issue, you know, Friday night, if you make Kiddush in Shul. Like Lame Vilna Gaon doesn't do anything. So but it's a very interesting, like, why we make Kiddush Friday night in the shul? You know, everything that we don't think about it, but you know, like, oh, why all of a sudden you're making Kiddush in shul? So the answer is because again, we don't appreciate this. It's sort of like the stuff I was discussing with Baruch Hashem Amen V'Amen a few weeks ago, but we don't appreciate it. But not that long ago, and for a long time, people who were going from one town to another, or either they were poor or whatever, you know. Whatever, they slept in shul. Slept in shul, right? There was benches, and then and you slept in shul. Yeah. And they ate in shul also. Like, I know there's a famous shul in Borough Park. It's the Golden Arches of Minyanim. Like, it's called Shomer Shas. There's 5 million gedavin. You know, you probably know the place in 13. So, yeah, so there was an article recently about, they have, like, breakfast, you know, like anything you want. You could go downstairs and eat breakfast there. You know, all the stores on 13th Avenue, they have extras, you know, like. So, you know, that's what people used to do. They ate in the shul, and if they didn't have any place to eat, and they slept in shul. So those people who were there, they slept there for Shabbos, and they ate there Friday night, and they make Kiddush. Who's going to make Kiddush for them? They're on so they make Kiddush. That's where it came from. So we don't do it anymore. We lock up the shuls, and we don't lie, right? And there's alarms in it. But that's the way it was, right? So this is a similar type of thing, you know, like, but it's a very interesting idea. So again, that's from the Kinyan Torah, very interesting idea where shtiebel, Cloy's, all those words came from. Okay? Boy, and I will pick this up tomorrow, hopefully.